Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, January 31st, 2017. I am Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton still questioning the purpose of PM Skerrit's recent trip to Greece. Trinidad and Tobago committed to fight against terrorism, says National Security Ministry. And Trump sacks defiant acting Attorney General Sally Yates. The news is brought to you compliments DigiCell. The details after this.
More megabytes, better prices. Choose how you move on the go with Digicel's new best data value plans. Starting from $2.50, Digicel has expanded your prepaid data options with the addition of 3 7-day data plans of up to 1 gigabyte, 3 30-day plans of up to 3 gigabytes, plus a 1-day and 14-day data plan. Activate today by dialing *140# and enjoy data plans at the best value. Digicel. Be extraordinary.
Welcome back. Opposition leader Lennox Linton is still questioning the purpose of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit's recent trip to Greece. A government release last week indicated that the Prime Minister went on a working visit to Greece and was being accompanied by non-resident ambassador to that country, Lennox Lawrence, but did not divulge any more information on that trip. Linton questioned the reasons for this trip in a live address on a Facebook social media site.
You are in Greece at the moment. You're there, we understand, in the company of Lennox Lawrence, an associate of the Greece law firm Vadikos and Vadikos, who were involved in selling Dominican passports, who were involved in ship registration for Dominica. Christos Vadikos, I understand, is one of your financial advisors. So are you in Greece to consult with your financial advisor? And since Mr. Lawrence is with you, is this about ship registry business? What business are you undertaking on behalf of Dominica in Greece? And be specific. Because Christos Vadikos was in Dominica just a few weeks ago, in the latter part of December of 2016, Christos Vadikos of Vadikos and Vadikos, who you're visiting in Greece right now, was in Dominica. So what was the necessity of this visit so soon after Vadikos visited Dominica?
In more news, newly elected Laplin Village Councillor Jason Fountain is calling on Minister for Youth, Sports and Constituency Empowerment Justina Charles to honour the decision of the Laplin constituents to change the members of the previous Laplin Village Council. Recently, elections were held for the Laplin Village Council between two teams. Team number one won the most votes and comprised of Kevin Bato, 246 votes, Jason Fontaine with 238 votes, Ella Loda with 229 votes, Asher LaRonde with 222 votes, and Rose Blaise and Veronica Allen tied at 211 votes. However, Fontaine told Q95 in an exclusive interview, Minister Justina Charles is attempting to push her political agenda rather than honor the people's choices by attempting to have former council chairperson Rose Blaise returned to the position of chairperson after she failed in that position. Jason says her failure, along with the previous members of the council, was what prompted the election in the first place.
The Laplin people have sent a clear message. Since after that, we, the people of Laplin, have met after we have won the election unanimously. Catherine Danielle had a choice. She had a decision to make to give the Laplin people what she want. But once again, to us in Laplin, we are being disrespected by this government. The Laplin people need to rise up and shine and say enough is enough. They have sent a clear message to you, Mrs. Catherine Danielle, on January 9th. But you have sent us three nominees, which is putting more confusion into the council. We have yet to decide and reach the point of a chairperson in the village council. Nomination day is on Friday, the third day of February. And you have yet to give us a reasonable chance or choice to say that the council has changed. Yes, Mrs. Catherine Danielle, the council has changed. The people has set a new mandate. The people has sent a clear message to you and to your administration. The Laplin people do not want the outgoing chairwoman to be the village council chairperson in Laplin. And we are tied, we have voted for a chair, and it has come to a 4-4 tie.
In more news, members of the private sector will get an opportunity to strategize the way forward for the sector and its contribution to the economic development of Dominica through a private sector forum scheduled for February 10th, 2017. The one-day forum is being organized by the Dominica Business Forum, DBF, and will include presentations on the Citizenship by Investment Program as it relates to the Dominica private sector, presented by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, an overview of the private sector by a private sector business person, the Caribbean Growth Forum, CGF, by the CGF Secretariat on the intentions and economic growth opportunities for Dominica. Domlec, as the sole electricity provider, has undertaken to contribute to the development of the private sector, an overview of the agricultural industry and its private sector role in relation, highlights, concerns and recommendations from the telecommunications sector, and how the NTRC aids in the development and direction of the private sector. The DBF says its goal for this forum is to fulfill the varied roles each business service organization represents to create an enhanced environment for operating successful and economically viable businesses here in Dominica. In more news this morning, the Dominica Bureau of Standards is seeking to improve the competitiveness of Dominica's fresh produce exports. In that regard, the Bureau will commence inspections of fresh produce bound for export markets from the 1st of March 2017. The Bureau encourages all fresh produce exporters to have their commodities properly cleaned, graded, and packaged for inspection, upon which an inspection certificate will be issued once the standards are met. Inspections will take place at Longhouse and Woodbridge Bay ports and the multi-purpose packing houses in Roseau and Portsmouth. The Bureau is therefore inviting all fresh produce exporters using the Woodbridge Bay port to a meeting on Wednesday, February 15, 2017 at 10 a.m. at the multi-purpose packing house in Roseau. Fresh produce exporters using the Longhouse port are invited to a meeting on Thursday, February 16, 2017 at 10 a.m. at the multi-purpose packing house at Longhouse, Portsmouth. The Bureau wishes to ensure that all matters concerning the inspection of fresh produce are thoroughly discussed, and fresh produce exporters are therefore encouraged to make every effort to attend. Former Minister of Agriculture Atherton Marte is suggesting that Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt resign. Marte was speaking on St. Kitts Win FM radio with journalist Ken Richards on the 29th of January 2017. Marte believes Mr. Skerritt should follow the teachings of integrity from the late Premier Edward Oliver LeBlanc and should resign due to what he calls mismanagement of the country's economy. Marte has more.
Mr. Skerritt should resign. Mr. Skerritt should save the country a repeat of the unfortunate, if you will, painful events of 1979. And he should simply resign. He should say, I have proven incapable of guiding, managing, and leading the country, and I hereby tender my resignation. In the spirit, interestingly, of the only other prime minister to come from his home village, Edward Oliver LeBlanc, who, in spite of his massive contribution to Dominica's development, chose to voluntarily resign. So Skerritt should take a leaf out of Mr. LeBlanc's book and resign. And he should invite his entire cabinet to resign. It's important for us to state it as being the most desirable outcome of this thing. Because if it doesn't happen, you and I know what is going to happen. The frustration is going to build. The anger is going to build. The ignorant acts are going to begin to repeat themselves. And 38 years later, from 1979, Dominica and all the islands, these are more dangerous places. There's more guns. There's more high-powered guns. There's international connections among the criminal networks of the region and the world. You know, there's anger in our young people who have not been able to find work. We didn't have those kinds of conditions to contend with in 1979.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton has called on Prime Minister Skerrit to come clean with the people of Dominica about the circumstances of Alireza Monfared. In response to a weekend address by the Prime Minister, Linton accused him of harboring Monfared from justice, although he was accused of being involved in a multi-billion dollar embezzlement scam in Iran.
And you're up at 1 o'clock in the morning talking to the people of Dominica? But not a single word about the major matter on the minds of Dominicans at this time, which is your harboring of a fugitive from justice accused in an embezzlement scam said to be the largest in Iranian history. Accused as well of working to violate United Nations and United States sanctions on Iran. You issued a diplomatic passport to this gentleman. You hand-delivered it to Alireza Monfared, the head of my Dominica Trade House, in Malaysia in March of 2015. You defended Alireza Monfared to the hilt when concerns surfaced in Dominica about who he was and about the lies he was telling about the number of business concerns he had started in Dominica, which nobody ever saw. You allowed him to peddle those lies on the World Wide Web. Why? Because he had become your friend. And you were so enamored with him that not only did he buy a passport from us, he also bought a diplomatic passport.
Linton added, Dominica is now being looked upon as a rogue nation and is now in a difficult international situation due to Skerrit's reckless, unacceptable behavior as the leader of the country.
It is the result of your reckless, unacceptable behavior as leader of this country that the country finds itself in this very difficult situation internationally now. We have been looked at as a rogue nation. We've been looked at as a country that doesn't give a damn about global security because we have some petty, personal, economic interest to protect in the government, not among the people. Because the people will survive and the people will go on. And you talk as though there will be no Dominica after you stop selling passports and after you stop putting our diplomatic passports in the hands of crooks and criminals, there'll be no Dominica. We don't agree. And that is why you must go.
In more news, Caribbean American Congresswoman Yvette D. Clark has warned that U.S. President Donald Trump's recent executive order, which is now barring entry to the U.S. for predominantly Muslims nationals of Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, could extend to the Caribbean. Clark, who is the daughter of Jamaican immigrants, told an emergency meeting of the Muslim community in a predominantly Caribbean 9th congressional district in Brooklyn on Sunday night, "I am concerned that he could expand that order if we don't organize and push back now." She added, "We know that there is a healthy Muslim population in the Caribbean region, from Guyana to Trinidad to Jamaica across the board. So we have to make sure we come together." In more news in the region, the government of Trinidad and Tobago has given an assurance that it is working closely with international partners, especially the United States, Britain, and Canada, in strategic areas such as intelligence and information sharing concerning nationals found to be associated with any terrorist group, whether locally or internationally. It noted that such a global partnership has proven to be the most effective approach for countries to be better able to treat with transnational crime and threats of terrorism. And Donald Trump has fired the acting U.S. Attorney General after she questioned the legality of his immigration ban. Sally Yates, who was appointed by Barack Obama, ordered Justice Department lawyers not to enforce the president's executive order. A White House statement accused Ms. Yates of betraying the Justice Department and being weak on borders. Mr. Trump replaced her with Dana Boente, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton still questioning the purpose of PM Skerritt's recent trip to Greece. Trinidad and Tobago committed to fight against terrorism, says National Security Ministry. And Trump sacks defiant acting Attorney General Sally Yates. The news was brought to you, compliments DigiCell. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your IA reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.